A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Samach Aleph, Psachim 61a, pagination, page 121, in the middle of the page, middle of a line, a new Mishnah. Our topic is the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes, is to remind us and commemorate the tremendous redemption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us to leave Mitzrayim. The Korban Pesach represents royalty, it represents the hurried nature when it was finally time to leave, but it also represents the premeditated nature of the geula, of the redemption. We have, for example, that the Korban Pesach had to be bevayis echod yeyochel, it had to be eaten in a specific house, they designated a place. It wasn't just walk around and grab a piece of meat from whichever Korban Pesach worked out for you. There was a specific law, b'michsas nefashos, according to the accounting of the people. It had to be lefi minuyav, the people designated to eat from that Korban Pesach. And it would also lefi achlo tachosu, according to a person's ability to eat, he should be counted onto the Korban Pesach. And that things were very premeditated, calculated. You had to have your reservation. And that really parallels a proper commemoration of the Geula. Hashem didn't just redeem us instantaneously when he was ready to. There was an entire process. The Ten Makos, Moshe's announcements, getting the people ready. It was a whole process. And likewise, the Korban Pesach requires that there be an entire process preceding it. There's a famous Ramban, very important Ramban, who says that many miracles occurred at different times. The Rambam also writes this. In Mishneh Torah, when he describes the power of the great revelation of Sinai to affirm Moshe as a true prophet, so he writes, there were many, many miracles that occurred. People gave birth at old age. They had man in the desert. Lots of things happened. But when you have a premeditated, a pre-announced miracle, that has a very different significance. And the Geula from Mitzrayim was no ordinary miracle, if miracles can be ordinary. It was announced, it was very clearly planned. And likewise, it would seem fairly logical, Mishorshei HaMitzvah, an insight into the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, that it has to be premeditated, and that's this theme, that people have to be counted onto the Korban Pesach before it's shecht, and that it's eaten in a specific place, a designated location. Just as an aside, the key word here that we'll encounter is michsas, which means the accounting, that it had to be, that the people who were going to eat from this Korban Pesach were calculated, they were enumerated, they had reservations. So it's very interesting that the word meches means to count, and the word meches also means a tax, or to extract a tribute from the whole. And we call professionals in our time who are experts in tax, we call them accountants. Because in order to calculate what the tax ought to be, you have to have a good level of accounting. So those words are related. We find Parshas Bo, which is the focus of our Gemara, by Korban Pesach, b'michsas nefashos, according to the accounting of the souls of the people. And you find in Parshas Matos, at the end of Chumash Devarim, you find by the war of Midian that they gave a meches l'Hashem, a tribute or a tax to Hashem. It's the same word, michsas, to make a calculation, to make an accounting, and then to proceed from there. So the Mishnah states, shachto shalo la'ochlov. If a person shecht the animal with intent that it would be eaten, not by the people who are eating, v'shalolim nuyav, or not for people who are counted on this karban, la'areilim, for people who are uncircumcised, men who are uncircumcised are not allowed to eat from it, as the pasuk says, kol ore lo yochalbo, v'latameim, or people who are ritually impure, pasul, the karban is pasul, because he shechted exclusively for categories of people for which the karban doesn't work. However, la'ochlov, v'shalo la'ochlov, if he had intent for people who can eat and people who can't eat, l'menuyah v'shalo l'menuyah, if he had intent for some people who are counted upon the karban Pesach, and also for people who are not counted, la'mulim v'la'areilim, circumcised men and uncircumcised men, la'tmeim v'la'tahorim, for ritually impure and ritually pure, kosher, then it works based on the number of people that are eligible to eat from this karban, so the karban is validated. Obviously, those who are not allowed to eat are not allowed to eat, but the karban becomes valid. The Mishnah continues and says, Shachto kodem chatzos, if you shecht the karban before chatzos, before midday, pasul, that's no good. Mishum shenema beinu arbayim, because it says by the evening. It has to have already started the second part of the day. There has to be the beginning of shade being generated on the opposite side of a wall. Shachto kodem l'tamid, if you shecht it before the karban tamid, which we already discussed is not the correct way to do it, but it is kosher. But someone should mix the blood so that it doesn't congeal until after the karban tamid is brought. In this way, the blood at least will be sprinkled after the karban tamid. V'imnizrak, but if it turned out that you did sprinkle the blood of the karban Pesach before the blood of the karban tamid, kosher. After the fact, it is kosher. So, Rashi points out that indeed both laws over here are valid laws. We have a law, Beinu Arbayim, that it has to be shecht after chatzos, and we have a law that Yeuchar Dovar Shenemar Bo Erev, Ubeinu Arbayim, something that says Erev and Beinu Arbayim should be later, meaning the Karban Pesach should be later, but not all rules are created equally. And the rule of Beinu Arbayim that it has to be in the afternoon, that is steadfast, and the Karban will be pasul if it doesn't meet those requirements. But the inference that the Tamid should be first and the Karban Pesach should be second is ultimately not a final ruling. It's not entirely binding, as the Mishnah concluded here, v'imnizra kosher. If it turned out that you did sprinkle the blood of the Karban Pesach before the Karban Tamid, again, as long as it was in the afternoon, it would be kosher, even though it was done out of order. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.